It's a beautiful day. Today we're going to learn about bravery with The Attack of the Great Harry Hoogly by Sydney Kay.
My name is Sydney and I am 9 years old and I live in Bethel Park. The name of my story is The Attack of the Great Harry Hoogly. It all started that one morning when I saw all my books littered across the floor. The pages were missing and the covers were damaged. When I saw it, I knew it must be the work of the Harry Hoogly. The Harry Hoogly was a big, furry, book-eating monster that roamed around at night. He sniffed the exteriors of houses, searching for the smell of books. He had ghost and dragon sidekicks and loved to eat science fiction. I knew I had to do something. First, I made a trap. I got some cereal, graham crackers, and granola bars. I set them around the book, and Molly, a magical unicorn, sprayed the book with magic powder. Now, if the Hoogly touched it, he would fall asleep. Next, I made the Harry Hoogly squad. Molly and Harmony, two unicorns. Navi, a powerful dragon. Doggy Sully, a copy of Sully in dog form. The baby bear twins, two ballerina bears with a harmful ponytail attack. Rhina, a rhino who liked fruit. Jingy, a little elephant. And Juliet, my sister. That night, we went over our plans. I was taking the first shift with Navi. We watched closely all of our hour and then woke up Jingy and Rhina to take the next shift. Navi and I settled in our beds but soon got woken up by Molly and Harmony. "We saw the Harry Hoogly outside," they said. I told them to keep watching, but that was all for that night. The next day, I knew we had to attack him at night. We all huddled behind our barricade. Then, a big shadow loomed through the window. We all gasped. The Hoogly was here. He opened the window and stepped inside. Then, he caught sight of the trap we got ready. Then I shouted, "Attack!" And we all jumped over the barricade. We ran at him and raised our weapons. It was a hard battle with a few bumps and bruises, but eventually the Hoogly ran away. We all cheered. No one ever saw the Hoogly again.
They call me the Great Harry Hoogly. I like eating books about history and mystery and comedy and even cookbooks too. But especially I love sci-fi. Oh, that heavenly smell. House to house, I wander most every night with ghosts and dragons roaming to early light till that day I met the Hoogly Squad. Cleverly, with cereal they set a trap. Magic powder would cause me to take a nap, but I never got anywhere close. All at once, I heard Sydney yell, "Attack!" Bears and a dog and unicorns all fought me back. I got bruised by a rhino and bumped by Juliet. No books for me, nor granola either. What a pity. Then I ran away.
Let's play a game. Fill in the blank with your own creative word to help complete the story. In the town of, parks their cars inside, keeps their kids behind doors, and pets off their lawn. This is because during this season, comes to visit. He has been coming for years now, and no one is brave enough to talk to him. He eats all in the grocery stores and sits on people's. His favorite place in town, though, is that is where the brave is going to confront the monster for the first time. The night was, and the streets were, and the brave superhero stood tall waiting for the monster. He was said to have large and hair. When he arrived, the superhero threw his cape around the monsters, and he landed on his back. He let the monster go and warned him to never step foot into his town ever again. The town and celebrated the superhero for his bravery.
Listening to this episode of It's a Beautiful Day. Remember to check out our website at www.wqed.org/education/writers-contest to download the stories from today's podcast and view additional resources from the WQED Writers Contest.